You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 210. What is the worst that could happen? Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, welcome back. It is almost the end of the school year. I do homeschool all year round, but we usually take a week off that first week of summer, and then our summer schedule is pretty light. So we are wrapping up a lot of things in May. Are you still homeschooling in May? I know some of us get a little chunky in May, so go back and listen to the episode where I talk about burnout if you need a little bit of refresher. But a lot of times at the end of the school year, I like to spend some time reflecting how the past year worked. What went really well? What do I want to keep doing? What didn't go very well, right? Maybe some things I need to adjust and adapt our schedule. Something that's like, hey, we learned the hard way. This way does not work, right? Is there anything you want to keep? Anything you want to throw out? All those things. This next year, our school is actually getting a big change, and I'm going to do a full episode about that in the summer. And so big change is always exciting and a little bit scary and all the things. So I'm excited to talk more about that later. But anyway, maybe you are reflecting about your school year too, and maybe you are looking at some things and wondering if you failed. Or if your kid is failing, or looking at the school year and just like, well, here's where I blew it. Here's all the ways where I did a terrible job, all those types of things, and failing and all that stuff. And so, first of all, I want to say, I don't think failing is a bad thing. I think failure is where we actually learn. Probably some of our best lessons are from our biggest failures. But I know a lot of people have a lot of fears around failure. And like these bad things are going to happen if I fail. And it made me think of this message my friend sent with me about a month ago about what if our worst fears actually come true. And this is from my friend Susan. And I would like to read this. This is her message. So when it says I, it's actually Susan speaking, not me. I have been thinking about how sometimes our greatest fears actually come true. After being promised a great posterity, I'm sure one of Abraham's greatest fears would have been if something happened to Isaac. Then he was commanded to sacrifice his son himself. When Jacob was working those 7 years to be able to marry Rachel, I'm sure one of his worst fears would have been that he wouldn't be able to marry her. Then he woke up in the morning after his wedding and realized he hadn't married Rachel, but Leah instead. When I was little, my dad was sick, and my greatest fear was that he would die. He did die in a car accident when I was 16. And yet, at the end of it all, when the worst thing imaginable was reality, Abraham, Jacob, and I all walked away from our experiences knowing that there is a God in heaven who is stronger than my greatest fear, stronger than the worst thing that could happen to me. I still have fears. There are still things that I can't imagine being able to survive. And yet, I have this knowing in my very soul that if I am called to go through something more horrible than I can imagine, I will not be left to survive it on my own. God did not abandon Abraham or Jacob. He has not abandoned me, and the scriptures are filled with promises that he won't. Wherefore, I am in your midst, and I am the good shepherd and the stone of Israel. He that builds upon this rock shall never fail. Rather than being protected from all my problems, I feel sheltered in my problems so I can come through them. The miracle is that I am still breathing and the sun is still rising and setting each day. And there is nothing stronger than my God. He is not only bringing me through my days, but is also filling them with joy and beauty. In the midst of the troubles and the fears, I truly stand all amazed. Isn't that beautiful? just thinking about that, what if your worst fears actually came true? And Susan's did. Her absolute worst fear did come true. And then where she is now, and from her perspective, right, that God never left her, and all these awesome examples from scriptures, right? So now let's apply this into our homeschool. What is your worst fear? What if it came true in your homeschool? So think about this. In your homeschool, do you have a big fear with your homeschool? And then I want you to think about what would actually happen if that fear came true. Do you want to know what's really going to happen? Whatever your fear is, if it comes true, what will happen is you will feel a certain way. Let's go to the extremes here, because our brains love to go to the extreme. So let's go to the extreme of something like death. You have the biggest fear of death. That's obviously not homeschool specific, but I'm going to use that one as an extreme because that is one that it's like, well, that's a really big one, Meg. So the worst thing that's going to happen is I am going to feel a feeling, which is probably going to be sadness, grief, whatever would come up with feeling that with death. But the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm going to feel a certain way. So now think about this in your homeschool. What is your biggest fear with homeschool? Let's say your kid never learns to read. What would you feel? Maybe you would feel embarrassed. Okay. What does embarrassed feel like in your body? Maybe your face starts to get warm or your hands get sweaty. Maybe you have butterflies in your stomach. Now just sit here and feel that warmness in your face, in your hands, butterflies in your stomach, and realize that is the worst thing that is going to happen, is that feeling you are feeling if your kid never learns to read. What if you have a big fear that my kid will never get into college? Okay, what would you feel then? Maybe frustrated. What does that feel like in your body? Can you sit with that feeling? From an article by licensed psychologist Allison M. Stone called 90 Seconds to Emotional Resilience, she talks about the 90-second rule. She talks about the amygdala hijack. The amygdala is a small area deep in the center of the brain that plays a huge role in emotional functioning. It is responsible for your primitive reactions to dangerous stimuli, often referred to as the fight, flight, or freeze response. Because these life and death reactions are vital to survival, your brain wires information from the outside world to the amygdala faster than it does to other parts of your brain. This enables the amygdala to instantly take over and bypass the frontal cortex, the part of your brain in charge of planning and reasoning. When the amygdala is in charge, you act without thinking. Very helpful if a bear is chasing you, but not so helpful at work, or I added, homeschool. Sometimes our brain can't tell the difference between a bear or an annoying child. This is when the 90-second rule comes in handy. According to Harvard brain scientist Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor, 90 seconds is all it takes to identify emotion and allow it to dissipate while you simply notice it. Dr. Taylor says that you need to identify the emotion, label it, and observe it without trying to change it. And I would like to add that with that observing part, really just sitting with that emotion and feeling it. Right? So if you identify the emotion, I love saying like, oh, this is grief. This is sadness. This is embarrassment. This is fear. This is scared. This is guilt. This is shame, right? Labeling it. And then observe it, just noticing it through your body and just sitting there with it. And what Dr. Taylor talks about too, is that as you do this, your body wants to go back to homeostasis. And so it will only sit with these negative emotions for so long, but you have to sit with them instead of fighting it back and forth. And when we stand into that emotion and just allow it to run its course, it eventually just leaves. Now, it doesn't mean that it doesn't come back, But what happens is you get to the point where you become more resilient and you are able to feel it, and it doesn't have to shut you down. You don't really have to concentrate like, okay, this is sadness, this is grief, I can feel all these things, right? And really think about it. But instead it's like, oh, hello. Hi, anxiety. Welcome back. Like, I can feel you and we're actually okay. But like, thank you for trying to warn me, right? And just it's such a powerful tool to be able to utilize so that fear is not running the show, especially in your homeschool. Like, I don't dare let go of this program because my kid might insert biggest fear. I don't dare unschool because even though I really feel like that's the right thing for my family, because insert greatest fear. When you realize the worst thing that really is going to happen is the way that you feel, you can then do the things that you feel called to do, or even you have a desire to do, even if they don't work, because the worst thing that's going to happen is a feeling. And when we get to this place where we can sit with it, like, okay, I can sit with this, have a phone, have a timer or something, like 90 seconds, let's do this. It cannot actually hurt you to feel this. It's literally your brain putting chemicals into your body to create a sensation. And when you label it like that, of like, oh, this is just my brain warning me, thinking that this is a problem. Okay, we're just going to sit with it. And you start getting better and better about feeling it. You then can start feeling more confident to doing the things you want to do in your homeschool, instead of having fear make decisions in your homeschool, because fear makes terrible decisions, right? Super great if you are truly trying to escape from a bear. Then that is when fear is fantastic to truly keep you safe. But when it is a fear of, what if I'm just not doing a very good job? What if I'm the worst? What if I'm really not smart enough? The worst thing you're going to feel is that feeling. So I want to challenge you to maybe reflect on this last year and thinking about, did fear play a role in some of the decisions we made? Maybe you made a kid finish a workbook that they hated because you had a fear that if we don't, you'll get behind. Or if we don't, you are going to learn that you can just quit whatever you want. And then there was like a lot of fighting and a lot of contention. What if it was just okay to throw that curriculum out? What if it was okay to skip some pages? What if it's okay to do something different? Because the worst thing you're going to feel is a feeling. So why not create the homeschool it is that you want? So as you reflect on this year, look and see, did fear make any of my decisions? As you are thinking about school for the summertime or planning for the next year, all those types of things, are you making those decisions from fear? I want to highly challenge you to let those things go, to face those fears, and have the courage to do the school the way you want to do it. Because the worst thing that's going to happen is you will feel a feeling. And if you feel a feeling, you know you can sit with it and feel it, label it, all the things, and eventually that feeling will go away. Friends, as we wrap up this school year, reflect on how things went. And as we go into the summer and you are creating the schedule you want, I want to challenge you so much to try to not make those decisions from fear, but from courage, from confidence, and believing in yourself that you can create the homeschool it is that you want. Love you so much. Talk to you next week.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.